AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon says Russia's buildup of troops along the border with Ukraine has reached a troubling point. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says the 100,000-plus troops run the gamut.
Ground forces, air forces, naval forces, special forces.
Add cyber and electronic warfare capabilities, and Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says President Vladimir Putin now has a complete range of military options.
Well, we don't believe that President Putin has made a final decision to use these forces against Ukraine. He clearly now has that capability.
Milley is strongly encouraging Putin to stand down, warning an invasion would not be cost-free, but would lead to significant effects, including civilian casualties and a NATO response. So far, the U.S. has not moved any of the 8,500 troops it has put on higher alert for a potential deployment to Europe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Pittsburgh, President Biden got a look at damage from a collapsed bridge.
All the times I've come to Pittsburgh, I didn't realize we got more bridges in Pittsburgh than any place in the world.
It happened just before the president was to promote his infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh. Some minor injuries were reported from the bridge collapse. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot has subpoenaed more than a dozen individuals in seven states, which it says falsely tried to declare Donald Trump the winner in the 2020 election. Joe Biden won in all seven states. A federal judge in Oklahoma slightly reduced the prison sentence for the man called Tiger King to 21 years.
My name's Joe Exotic.
His real name is Joseph Maldonado Passage. He was convicted in a murder-for-hire case involving animal welfare activist Carol Bass. Both were featured in Netflix's Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. Baskin has criticized his treatment of tigers. This is AP News. Doubt about the timing and the content has deepened into an investigation in Britain of a party involving government workers during the pandemic.
The London Police Force says it's asked for civil servant Sue Gray's report to make only minimal reference to the events being investigated by detectives. Two, it says, avoid any prejudice to our investigation. The request could further delay the publication of the report, which had been expected this week, and whose findings could deliver a major blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's fragile grip on power. The claims, dubbed Partygate by the media, have caused public anger, led some Conservative lawmakers to call for Johnson's resignation, and triggered intense infighting inside the governing party. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A statewide court declared Pennsylvania's expansive two-year mail-in voting law unconstitutional, agreeing with challenges by Republicans who soured on mail-in voting. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.